And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education. Today we're continuing to discuss the approach to discipline. In recent years, many educators have taught that corporal punishment actually harms the child by inflicting forms of psychological damage upon them. For instance, Ralph Welsh has written, "Our work with delinquents has convinced us that corporal punishment, and to a lesser extent other types of parental punishment, exerts a profound effect on the young child's ability to cope later on in life." Harvard University's B.F. Skinner advocates developing schools where all forms of punishment, even the simple practice of marking wrong answers as wrong rather than right answers as right, would be replaced. He writes, "You can at least start by stopping corporal punishment. The punishing teacher who punishes teaches students that punishment is a way of solving problems. There are better ways, and the school is the place where we should all learn them." The book of Proverbs responds to this teaching with a resounding no. Corporal punishment does not hurt a child. It actually, in fact, assists the child as he develops a responsible character. Initially, this kind of punishment helps the child develop his life in such a way as to allow him to develop godly wisdom through his actions. As Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod and reproof give wisdom." In other words, the rod, a symbol here of corporal punishment, and reproof, verbal admonition, both guide the child to develop a wholesome character that holds and practices high personal standards. In the long run, corporal punishment helps to deliver a child from the eternal punishment of hell. This teaching occurs in Proverbs 23, verses 13 and 14, where it says, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell." Left to himself, the child may engage in such unrestrained wickedness as to actually bring himself to an early grave. We've seen this clearly in recent years as young people have killed themselves by indulging in drugs and alcohol. Corporal punishment, however, will turn them aside from the premature death and will allow them to find Jesus Christ as their Savior. Another verse in the book that teaches this same principle is found in chapter 19 and verse 18. "Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying." The Hebrew words here exhort the parents not to desire their child's death by avoiding discipline. Once again, we see that a lack of discipline can bring premature death to a child. But on the other hand, the consistent application of loving chastisement during that time, while there's still hope for his soul, will turn him aside from evil conduct until one day he comes to know the Lord as his Savior. Coming back again to what the educators say, we see that concerned parents should not accept this advice, not even for a moment. This advice is satanic and will bring irreparable harm to your child if you follow it. Corporal punishment is absolutely necessary if you want to rear your child so that he develops a wholesome Christian character. It helps him in this life by guiding him to adopt high personal standards of conduct, and it prepares him for the life to come by preparing him to receive those spiritual truths that will eventually result in his salvation. When applied with large doses of love and common sense, corporal punishment is one of the most helpful tools that a parent has as he prepares his child for life.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Steveson.